Time for our Connect conversation this week, and we are talking about a subject very close to my heart, and it's kind of why we're talking about it this week, because I kind of want to rant, but I have some people here with me who also want to rant. We're talking about audio description on television, and in particular on demand, which is not so easy to find. Alan Russell's host of Early Edition. In fact, you just basically badgered your way into this.
I did. It's like kind of flash rant. Yeah. So it's a topic that I have a lot to say about, so this could be a long show.
Yeah, I think it might be. Sean Priest is also with us from Tech Talk. I know you're a user of AD as well, and you're a bit annoyed about general AD, aren't you?
I am. See, usually we have both sides covered, no bias, but I think this is going to get heated in one direction.
Yeah, we're also going to start arguing with each other, even though we'll all violently agree. Right, well, let's get into it then. So, Alan, your thoughts on audio description generally on television?
On television, it's essential. It's been around for quite a few years now, and it is growing, not at the rate that I would like to see it. But I think that one of the problems that's creeping in now is because we're very on demand, you know, we're using different platforms, we're using catch-up TV, that they are back in the dark ages for some, and things that should be audio described are not being audio described. And I just kind of think, do you know what, guys? It's the 21st century. If I was to say to you, sorry, folks, we've no pictures today, but you can listen to the broadcast, people would be up in arms. So why is it okay just to not be as progressive with audio description?
Well, that's Alan's take on it. I'll come back with mine in a minute. Sean?
Shall we just think? Say ditto? I mean, yeah. You know, that says it all. It's, I don't know, that. Let's try and be a little bit fair. I suppose you could say that there's a bit of a conflict with so many technologies coming together. Is terrestrial over-the-air TV sort of fading away in favour of on-demand, online, whenever you want it TV? Then you've got the technical issues of multiple audio streams, different platforms, just making the actual app or the platform itself accessible before you even get to audio description. But I got to say, at this point, I am getting to the stage where I'm thinking, you know what, we just need it. And the more attitudes you hear from companies sometimes that make it even worse. It's not even the technical issues. I just don't think they realise what a difference it makes and how much it makes you feel excluded. I mean, Breaking Bad, still haven't seen audio described. We're talking nearly 10 years ago, the TV series that everyone loved and you had to watch. Well, I'm still waiting. And it shouldn't be at that point.
It is, well, you know, okay, so you say let's be fair about it, and I say let's not be fair about it, actually. You know I'm the host, and I'm supposed to be all, you know, unbiased and, you know, all fair and balanced here. You know what, on this one, no, it's very difficult because, you know, I'm visually impaired as well. I have got an issue with watching television without audio description. Basically, my rule of thumb is if it doesn't have audio description, I don't watch it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But that means I lose out on a lot.
Yep.
Because, you know, you want to sit down and watch TV or movies, you have to basically go to the content that has the audio description. Now, I have started buying DVDs again because, wow. I mean, I'm going retro here. and I do it because they have got audio description tracks on them. So at least I know I can sit down on Saturday night. I know that movie's got AD on it and that's it. Now, I know that. And Alan, actually, we were just sort of talking about this before we came into the studio, and Alan said, well, that's all well and good if you can see the DVD player to get to the audio description. And that's another challenge.
The menus, yeah.
And yes. I'm lucky I can do that. I mean, I can work it out. And I've got seeing AI if I get stuck. So, you know, there are ways around it. It's not perfect at all. And that's the point. You know, even that level of access has got its challenges.
We've had AD in its various guises for decades. You know, I think you highlighted the thing with Breaking Bad as well. I mean, I remember when that came out, everyone was talking about it. No one was not talking about it. And yep. You kind of sat there and you thought, can't join that conversation. Because that's what a lot of programmes are now. They're conversation points at work mm-hmm. and at home.
Social.
There's a whole social aspect to it. And you miss out. And I think I'm kind of past the time now where it's, well, we think, oh, it's okay, they're giving us some audio description. No, you know, those days are gone. You know, if I'm paying a monthly fee or a TV licence, I want to enjoy the same level of quality programming that everyone else gets who's sighted and can do it. You know, I'm paying for it, but is it okay that I don't get a full service? I mean, if you go into a restaurant and you go, yeah, it's 20 quid for this 3-course meal, and they give you one course and go, that's 20 quid because you're blind.
Yes.
You'd be like, no, hang on a minute. You know, I'm paying for this. And I get the whole technology thing, but you know what? When you design the apps, when you design the platforms, you design accessibility in, you know, at the beginning, not retrofit. And if you're doing updates, you remember that and you put that in as well. I think we're long past the days where we just kind of accept it and have a little moan now and again. It's really about time some of these platforms, some of these channels got their act together.
I have got in my hand a brand new iPhone, right? And just to show off, primarily. But
you've
also
got to brag, haven't you? You've got to get that in the conversation
somewhere.
Here
he goes again. Yeah. Look what I've got.
The reason I mention this is because, other than the fact it is a beautiful new phone, the thing about it is it's got full accessibility built in, and they didn't charge me any more money to have it. I mean, it costs enough.
Well,
so if it cost, you know, any more money, there would be a bit of a kick up. But, you know, it's over £1,000 for this phone. But it's the same price that you'll pay, that anybody will pay, regardless of your disability. But it has all those functions built in. And it's interesting to me, we talk about, and we have talked a lot about books, access to books. And if I hear one more time about access to books, you know, yeah, it's great if you read books. I don't. I like the telly. I like watching films. I'm not a clever person. I've said this a lot. I like to just chill out and watch some garbage like Rampage with Dwayne The Rock Johnson chasing a fake CGI gorilla.
Oh,
that's what I like
now
to do. Yeah. And
that's the point. That
exactly
is exactly the point. It's what people do. And we're no different. We are people. We want to join in. And audio description makes that much of a difference. I think the thing I get annoyed about, like I said previously, I think there's two issues here: the technical side, the platforms, and making that accessible. But I think the other point is that these audio description tracks are out there. Someone has gone through the trouble of making them, but it's ours. You know, if you want it, another network or another platform want it, you can't have it, or you got to pay extra for it. And we're missing out because of that attitude. And I just don't. That needs to change. If the audio track is there, it should be made accessible no matter where that program is shown. And that, for me, is the point where I'm just getting annoyed with it.
The Daily Connect podcast.
This is the Daily Connect on RNIB Connect Radio, and time to get back into our conversation today with my guests, Alan Russell and Sean Preece. Alan, of course, host of our breakfast show here, the early edition, and also Sean Preece, our technology guy from Tech Talk. Now, interestingly, Alan, you present the breakfast show, which is all about delivering the newspapers. Mm. That show started because of a need to make newspapers more accessible to blind people, because they weren't. However, the world has changed. Technology has made access to written materials easier, especially the news. So we're in a world where you can get far more access to news. I get there's a technology aspect to that, which does confound some people. But generally, I think that access to news is much better than it's ever been. Access to books, I think, is a lot better. And I know that's a controversial statement, because as soon as I say that, someone says, yeah, well, I tried to get this book and I couldn't get it. Yeah, that's true. But you've probably more likelihood of getting access to that book in some form. What we're talking about today is audio description on television and film. To me, that's equal to books. I want to put that out there. I think it's equal to books, and I think it should be equal in the way that we campaign for broadcasters to pull their finger out and actually deal with this issue of missing AD that seems to just, it just disappears into the mist. I'll give you a great example of this. My wife was watching the series Outlander.
Oh, yes, yes.
She loves this programme. Outlander Series 2 is in French. Well, sort of part of it's in French, part of the dialogue's in French. So what would normally happen is the audio describer would read out what the subtitles are saying, so you'd be able to follow the story, and you would get a handle on it. So essentially, the voiceover becomes the narrator of the story in that way, as well as describing what's happening visually. So that's really important. But it's only available on More 4, it's not available from the States with the audio description, But the show is, because the show is made in the States, but you know, it's broadcast here in the UK on Channel War 4. So you can get it. The problem is, we had no idea the series had started, so we missed the first three, went back to the all four on-demand player, and they had been wiped out by that point.
I had a similar thing with Game of Thrones. Everyone raved when Game of Thrones first came out. Even now, they still rave about it. Have I seen it on any platform here in the UK with AD? No. But I know in the States, they've got it with audio description. So... Yeah.
Well, it's made, it's actually... it's described... Well, this is interesting. I think I could be wrong in this, but I'm pretty sure that it's not available in the States with audio description, but Sky here does audio describe it. So there are people, and I'm going to say this out loud, okay? I'm going to say this out loud, and I'll get shot down for it, but I'm going to say it. There are people who are finding that they're having to ask friends to record the UK version of Game of Thrones when it's broadcast, so they can send that copy over to the blind person, because it's the only person, it's the only version with AD on it.
Right.
Yep. So you're sitting there. You're sitting there watching the TV channel HBO that makes this show, spends all the money on it, but you've got to go to Sky Atlantic in this, in the UK, to get the audio described version. It is ridiculous.
And of course, if you, what's the excuse for that? It's going to be, oh, there's there's licensing issues and, you know, copyright issues.
Yeah, but it's on Amazon, though, isn't it?
That doesn't matter. You know, this track is there and it makes a difference. It's the same as a stage we were at with subtitles and closed captions. You know, that's where we need to be. It's ridiculous.
I still get so many programs when I look at listings now that say subtitles. Subtitles.
Yeah. Yeah.
But where's the AD? And we're not talking, we're talking older films. And I get there's a whole historical thing and we'll have to go back through all these. But I sat on one of my days off. I watched episodes of Minder from like 1979 or early 80s.
Classic.
And they were audio described. The professionals audio described. I look at something now. I went on to a certain platform to watch more episodes of Truth. They were all there in the AD section, 10 episodes, but only the first two had audio description.
And listen, do you know what? You're very coy about it. Name it. It was the BBC iPlayer.
It was iPlayer. And I have complained several times, not just about Trust, about other programmes on iPlayer. This is within the audio describe section. Never have I had a response to any of my complaints. And then I only found out by chance that although Trust, all the episodes are there, again, within the audio describe section, they will only update them and make them audio described when the programme airs on telly, so on the box in the corner.
So maybe on a wet Wednesday at 2 a.m, there's maybe a chance you'll see the programme you want,
possibly,
assuming you're around at the time.
But if you can see, you can watch it all.
You can have
straight
anything
away.
You
can indulge and watch the entire thing in one go.
So let's go through them, right? So BBC iPlayer has got audio described content.
It does.
Haven't got it right, or it isn't perfect, but it's there, and it's certainly a lot better than any of the other catch up channels.
Yes,
I think it depends on, you know, you sort of sticking your finger in your mouth and then hoping for a, you know, a full moon, and then you might be lucky to get one or two. MyFive does have some, but there's a lot of issues with that app. What else we've got? ITV Hub, I think only on Android phones you can get it. That's weird.
Never mind the fact the apps aren't very accessible.
Well,
sorry,
that's
about
another
that
story.
For some of them.
And then you've got Sky. So no one gets off the hook here.
No.
Sky has got nothing on demand that's got audio description, and I mean nothing.
Now that is terrible.
That is terrible.
For that,
you think how much money that costs?
Size, disgusting. Yeah.
But I mean, you think how much money it costs per month to have Sky, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's the most expensive provider. Virgin Media, I don't know much about. I've never had Virgin Media, never had many dealings with it, but I imagine it will probably follow a similar route. And you've got Netflix and you've got Amazon, the two kind of outside the UK providers. Netflix have made
Netflix are quite good.
Yeah, serious effort to make their content, their own original content, audio described.
Yep.
They have managed to do deals to get description for other shows and films as well. Amazon Prime...
Yeah.
Let me just say, Amazon Prime...
Brace yourself.
Well, you know...
Beep.
I don't know if you guys have ever had a supermarket value chicken pie, right? But if you have, then you will know that trying to find chicken in a supermarket chicken value pie is difficult. It's there, but it's very difficult to find.
He's doing
the promise
that.
Is
he's
there.
Doing that food
he's
thing, isn't he? Yeah, he's
I've always got to put food into it. But yeah, that is essentially what trying to find
I got rid of Amazon. I took Amazon Prime because I buy things from Amazon, and I thought, oh, I could get the TV, and I can use Alexa for the music and things like that. I went onto the app to watch stuff. Could I easily find any AD content? No. Was there a lot of it? No. So I just went, well, do you know what? Forget it. I'm wasting my money.
And I will say this. I do get annoyed at Amazon, but I will say this. They do have a lot of content that's already described. This is the interesting bit. They do have it, but trying to find it is very difficult.
Can I also tell you that I emailed them and I said, hi, guys, you know, I got the app. I've been trying to watch some programs. So the app on the phone isn't very good for accessibility, okay? But all the described content, I'm finding it difficult. The email I got back was to be telling me, oh, but there's lots of subtitled content. They didn't get the fact that I was talking about audio description. here, and that I am blind, and I said, you know, I'm blind, I need AD, you know, and I'm not getting a really good service on this, and the app isn't great either for the TV content, the film content, you know, can you help, are you looking to improve it? And they said, oh, but there is lots of subtitled content, and they went through a list on how I get subtitles on the app, and I just thought, that doesn't even warrant a response.
The other thing...
Isn't that the point, though, that they just don't get it? Audio description just doesn't seem to be important.
No. Well, the one final thing that kind of got me was, and there's a website in America from ACB, the American Council of the Blind. They have a website that I didn't realize until recently was actually being populated by Amazon. You know, Amazon were telling the ACB, which again is a bit odd if you think about it. But anyway, you know, Amazon are telling ACB what is audio described on their website. And actually, the website is very good and it's very well laid out. But what was interesting was just at the beginning, just at the top part, as it's explaining what the website's about and what its aims are, it says, not all seasons are audio described. So I'm thinking, right, so I've watched season one, loved that show, and as long as I don't care what happened in season two, I can just jump on to three. Yeah, why not? It is bizarre to me. I hope people understand our frustrations. You know, not one broadcaster gets away with it, in my view. All of them have done something and made attempts. I fear, this is my honest fear, I think there are people inside these networks who are working very hard to do what they do to get the content out there and probably live in frustration that we can't get access to it. That's what I think and that's what I hope.
Are we going to tag all these people on the tweet when we put the podcast out?
Yes.
But what do we do about it? That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, we're annoyed. We see there's a problem there.
Email them.
It doesn't seem to change. We shout and never seem to get heard.
Keep emailing them. That's what I say. Keep emailing them all. We're going to put up a list of all the web addresses you can get in contact with. Flood their email inboxes. Make people realize this is a problem. Don't send abuse and hate. Send, you know, I'm using, because this is the key thing.
That's Stephen's job.
Yeah, that's my job. But no, this is what you need to do. You need to tell them what device you're using. I've heard this before.
Yes.
A lot of these emails, you have to get into some detail. Tell them what device you're using. Tell them the issues that you're having. You are going to get responses like, you know, well, you know, we've all got this great subtitled content. But at the same time, and you will, but at the same time, you just got to keep persevering with it. Hopefully someone will do it. And the other thing I'd say is, keep in with RNIB, because RNIB is working with the broadcasters, fighting constantly for us to do this. In fact, we know of meetings that
as
are happening this very moment. Yeah. Yes. So there are things happening right now to try and sort some of this out. So your voice is being heard. Our voices are being heard, but it's important we keep shouting. Alan, Sean, thank you so much for coming in. I feel better now.
Good. So do I.
Yes.
Good to vent.
I feel unloaded.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.